in your pocket.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. I'm told we do have a phone call. Thanks for your patience. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi, this is John from Manhattan.
Yes, your question?
First question I've got, I think one of the big problems that we've got with attracting and keeping employees in Manhattan is that employers, whether you're talking franchisees, big box, or local, aren't keeping up with the high cost of living that Manhattan has. What are your thoughts on that?
And you do hear that sometimes, I mean, when it comes to housing in particular, but...
Sure. It's not as easy to just, in a sentence, say that. But yes, fully aware of that. And we do hear that. And I think that that's... there's a lot of discussion. We've just recently doing some research, some studies, and so forth, and trying to determine the scope and breadth of that, and then how can we try to address that. And it's at different perspectives. If people are moving here, we hear this all the time, if they're moving, say, to Manhattan or the Manhattan area from Dodge City, Wichita, Topeka, Colby, Kansas, they talk about the high cost of living. If they're moving here from other areas of the country, Chicago or the Chicago area, some places like that, and other especially bigger cities, they talk about how low the cost of housing is. And we track that. We're part of an organization called ACRA, which gets complicated. And when you put all of the things together, housing costs, medical costs, food costs, gasoline costs, our score, 100 is average across the entire United States. We're about at the 94 percentile, so we're a little bit below the national average versus, and I'm not trying to compare, the Big Apple in New York, which is like 200 and some percent. So they are way over the national average. And so we are definitely aware of that, and I think that we just recently did some surveys, and certainly our millennial age group said that it's very hard to find what they would identify as affordable housing, especially a starter home, because they really want to own a home. And that's something we're going to have to try to address in this region in order to attract and retain that new workforce. So totally agree with the caller.
Thank you, listener. Anything else?
I do. You brought up one. Let me give you a second one as a case in point. The first being sales tax. Manhattan's got one of the highest sales taxes in the state, and the second being the price of gasoline. I travel a lot for work, and towns even like Eskridge and Alma have got cheaper gasoline than Manhattan has. Now, whether that's directly attributed to the sales tax problem that we have, I don't know. Maybe it is. But why can't we get an interstate running into a spur off of I-70, if you will, off of I-70 that we can get a cheaper cost of living?
Well, I think that one of the long-term goals was K-18, because we worked hard as a chamber, a city, and as a region to get that to be a four-lane coming off the interstate into...
Well, it is already a four-lane.
Right.
But it's not an interstate, and that's part of, I think, the overarching issue. Smaller towns that are on not even U.S. highways have got cheaper gasoline.
I did just pull up AAA's, and I know there. I might have a more recent one, but I'm looking at one from late June, and it shows Manhattan at that time, $2.14. I think the highest, and the national average, by the way, was $2.29. Actually, Lawrence was a little more at $2.17. Salina had $2.16. I mean, that's from late June.
And I'm not an expert in gasoline prices,
yeah.
but the sales tax.
Well, I can tell you, yesterday when I drove through Alma, it was $2.09. Today when I drove through Manhattan, it was $2.12. Yeah, it's only 3 cents, but when you're talking, it takes me 25 gallons to fill my fuel tank. 3 cents times 25, that's an extra dollar that I'm having to put every time I put gas in my tank.
I appreciate that, and you do hear that quite frequently,
yeah.
In fact.
And I don't have an answer on the gasoline deal. The sales tax, I don't have those numbers in front of me, but the last time, because we're at 8.95, And I don't have those in front of me. We're not the, by any stretch, at least the last I looked, we were not the highest in the state. We're not the lowest either. And I want to be very, of the 16 major cities, I think we're in the top third, but we're not number one. I think actually the highest sales tax in the region is Junction City, if I remember right. Wichita is the lowest sales tax of the 16 largest cities in Kansas. And I think the city has been looking at at those sales tax figures. We're right there.
Appreciate the listener.
Yeah, appreciate the. Of course,
just some of the numbers that are out there. Junction City's at 9.75.
Yep.
Kansas City, Kansas at 9.125. Hutch at 9.1 and Lawrence at 9.05.
Okay.
He makes some valid points.
Yep.
Those are all things that are higher than many other communities in
Correct.
The area. We're well aware of that, and it has been that way for a very long time. Yet people still come here. We still continue to grow. We still have increased sales on a retail level, but that retail factor is becoming slighter because of internet sales.
Absolutely.
And that's still the biggest that's still the biggest challenge, I think.
Sales tax collections
sales tax
are down
collections
the last couple
down.
Of months for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to say, and I think the city staff and city commission and chamber and others are very, 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 very concerned about the sales tax. And we don't have time now to get into that. But there are trends nationally. Again, I'm not an expert, but people can go and look, and economists are talking about that the internet sales continues to grow. The last thing I haven't seen the second quarter, but the first quarter of 2017 nationally, brick and mortar sales tax revenue and just sales across the United States went down, but internet sales went up 9.1%. And if that trend continues, you're going to continue to see, you're already seeing lots and lots and lots of national retailers closing stores. I mean, we've talked about on this, JCPenney's has closed 7 stores.
I shot there yesterday.
Here in Manhattan, but they closed 7 others in the state. And one, places like Lawrence, Hutchinson, Great Bend. And so, and part of it is the internet sales.
Boy, we could have talked another hour, I think, now on this, but we're out of time. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with us today. Thanks for calling in, and you've been listening to In Focus.
All right, Kathy and Lyle, thank you much. Coming up on K-Man's In Focus tomorrow, make sure you join us beginning at 9:06. We have several guests that will be joining us, including Jennifer Wilson with Riley County Extension, Riley County Senior Service Center Program Coordinator Melissa Colby. We'll find out more about the German Youth Symphony that will be visiting, as well as some other activities. It's 10 o'clock.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
Long rebuke from President.